4700. Ripper Stock Feed, the Feed Masters.
This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines. Socialist Party faces more turmoil as Copperbelt Youth Chairperson Warren Mulenga resigns, citing undemocratic leadership. Ruling party accused of using police to intimidate opposition. Trump tells military to prepare for action against Islamist militants in Nigeria.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwema Timothy Jilalam. The opposition Socialist Party has been rocked with more confusion as Copperbelt Socialist Party Youth Chairperson Warren Mulenga has resigned from his position, saying he can no longer be a part of what he describes as an increasingly undemocratic party leadership. Mr. Mulenga's resignation adds to growing concerns of internal division within the Socialist Party following recent dismissals and reshuffles in its top leadership. Yesterday, some members of the party led by former Mobilization Secretary Kelvin Kaunda moved a vote of no confidence in the party president Fred Membe, while the latter announced the removal of the former from his position. But in his resignation letter addressed to the party general secretary, Mr. Mulenga said his decision followed a period of reflection on what he called the erosion of the Socialist Party's founding principles of justice, equality, and collective leadership. He has accused the party leadership of becoming intolerant to internal criticism and centralizing power in the hands of a few individuals, a situation he says has created fear instead of comradeship among the members. He has also cited the recent dismissal of former Mobilization Secretary Kelvin Kaunda from the Politburo, saying the decision was based on social media rumors rather than facts. The Democratic National Party leader Sidney Chiaba has urged African leaders, including those in Zambia, to draw lessons from the recent political events in Tanzania, cautioning against putting personal interest above national service. Mr. Chiaba says the developments in Tanzania serve as a stark reminder of the consequences that arise when leaders prioritize power retention over the welfare of the people. He has expressed concern that the situation reflects a broader leadership crisis across parts of the continent, where some leaders resort to undemocratic practices to cling to power. Mr. Chiaba stressed that leaders who genuinely serve their citizens have no need to employ questionable means to remain in office.
So people vote for me based on the work that I've done, how I will show them. So leaders are those who bring about positive change to the people, bring about transformational leadership. Those are leaders. I studied the management and other things even at doctorate level. Transformational leadership is most effective because you are going to transform people from worst scenario to good scenario. So, when you are a president, work for the people and the people will support you. Don't oppress opposition. Don't disqualify opposition standing with you. Because if people see that, they see that you are a dictator. So, this is the problem in Tanzania. Even here in Zambia, we don't want to see the ruling party disqualifying opposition.
The Movement for Good Governance Mobilization Chairperson Christopher Kangombe has charged that the ruling party has continued abusing their power to intimidate the opposition even through the use of the police. Mr. Kangombe says currently it is difficult for the opposition leaders to convene, but states that the opposite is the case with the ruling party. He has said that while what is currently happening in the political landscape may look irrelevant if left unaddressed, it has the potential to harm democracy. Mr. Kangombe says in a state where the opposition is not given chance to mobilize, democracy is always at threat. He adds that this is the time for the opposition, the church and other to work together and restore fairness on the political landscape.
The truth of the matter is that the ruling hasn't made it easier for us to mobilize and be free, like the kids be with them. It's very hard because, for instance, I was supposed to have a rally in Ndola on the 27th of September.
Mm-hmm.
But when they noticed it is each hour, it, they declined the notice that we gave them. So they themselves, they have rallies, they meet their people, but it's, they've not been able to give the same opportunity to us as the opposition. So it's not the same. For me, I think police is not a profession. Police, they always just work under orders.
The Dynamic Teachers Union of Zambia has called on the government to establish effective measures to tackle the teacher-pupil ratio as it moves to legislate free education. DTUZ Secretary General David Siamotwa says reducing the teacher-pupil ratio is key to ensuring effective learning, stronger teacher support system, and improved student performance. Mr. Siamotwa notes that while free education is a fundamental right, it must be accompanied by quality, which can only be achieved through manageable class sizes and adequate deployment of the teachers. He has stressed that the union's position serves as a call to action for the government to strengthen policies and investment in the education sector to secure better learning outcomes and safeguard the well-being of Zambia's children.
The teacher-pupil ratio is caused by the limited space in the school. And of late, we've seen that there's massive expansion of the schools that that have been existing through the Constituent Development Fund, where classrooms have been built. So I feel that many more schools must be built because your teachers now, the only challenge that has made the teacher preparation to be seen is the issue of, number one, the free education policy, because there are so many children that have come to attend school. So our call to the government, number one, is to recruit more teachers and also to put in place a measure that will call for us the teachers that are not yet employed by government.
And now, business news. Business news.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency has licensed 40 manufacturers of beverage, food and non-food products covered by the compulsory standards in the third quarter of 2025, underscoring its commitment to protecting public health and safety. This represents an increase from 36 manufacturer license in the second quarter of the year. A development the agency says shows that more producers are now taking compliance seriously. Lusaka province recorded the highest number of newly licensed manufacturers with 26, followed by Central province with 7, Northwestern with 3, Eastern with 2, while Western and Southern provinces each recorded 1. ZCSA Acting Manager of Communication and Public Relations, Onisha Smamba, says the rise in the number of licensed manufacturers is a clear sign that the message on compliance and safety is being embraced. He says the agency is pleased that more producers are taking the initiative to follow the right procedures before putting their products on the market.
While Western and Southern Province recorded 1 each, the new manufacturers have invested in the production of mealie-meal, wheat flour, cooking oil, fruit-flavored drinks, jam, packaged drinking water, beverages, dishwashing liquid, and stock feed. ZICSA is urging potential producers of products covered by compulsory standards to engage the agency before starting their production so that their entities are properly guided and equipped with necessary knowledge on regulatory requirements for their products of interest. This will result in improved product safety, increased chances of success through compliance with regulatory requirements, as well as increased market access. It is a legal requirement for any producer, importer and supplier of products covered by compulsory standards.
We take a break.
When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brand, you join the league of certified customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 076-519-0796. It's It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.